Hi there. As you're beginning to listen to this track, I want you to keep this in mind. In this six-phase meditation, we are doing this with the intent of creating a great future, of breaking free from limitations, removing roadblocks, and seeing ourselves as being completely worthy of amazing things. We're going to do that through compassion and connection, phase one. Through gratitudes, raising our vibration to appreciate things around us, phase two. Releasing negative charges, oh so important. Release a negativity of the past. And I know sometimes we're just not ready to do that. And we can be. We have that potential. You have that potential. Forgive and let go. Then having a three-year plan, phase four. Creating your day. See yourself doing the things you need to do that day. And even if your day changes, you're still having the benefit of your mind knowing that you've already prepared yourself for it. And therefore, even when challenging situations arrive, it's still going to be okay. Then we want to be able to give thanks. Now, all of these things are designed to help us to appreciate things a little bit better and to raise our vibration up so that we can feel more like we want to be. Close your eyes and relax. There's no induction with this one. There's just being in the moment. Relax. Phase one. Connection. Whether you've got people around you all the time, or whether you're by yourself, whether your office is at home, or wherever you choose to make it, people can always feel alone. People in crowded rooms can feel alone too. Keep that in mind. Phase one is about connection. Imagine, as you're sitting listening, a white light of consciousness extends from your mind, out from your body, to the people around you. Maybe the people in your house, your neighbors. Maybe, in order to expand it, instead of seeing the white light, sometimes people have a hard time with that, if you can do it, maybe see the people that you like. See where friends and family are. See where loved ones are. See your mind extending out. There's that person there. There's that person there. Imagine people in your community, and then maybe a little bit further away. Imagine people that you've done extraordinary events with. Maybe a meeting you just had, an event you were just at. Maybe the gym you went to, or maybe the run you were just at. Anything along those lines. Imagine connecting with them. See them doing the things they're doing. And imagine that you're connected. See your consciousness now going further out past your community to a faraway community. Other parts of the world, other countries. Maybe you've traveled. Maybe you've been down to Arizona, to Mexico, Hawaii, China, Thailand, India, even if these are places you haven't been, England, France, even if they're places you haven't been, you've seen enough to know that you can relate to the people. Phase two, gratitude. Think of 5 to 10 things that you're grateful for over the last 24 to 48 hours. If you're having trouble with this, start off with the small things. The cup of coffee, the person that helped you with your yard, the person that helped you finish that deck, the person that gave you some ideas on how you should redesign that thing in your place. Maybe it's the view from your deck. Maybe it's the community you live in. 5 to 10 things. Think about that. As I count from 1 to 10, think. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten. Hopefully you were able to think of 5 to 10 or even more things as I counted from 1 to 10. The important thing about gratitude is that gratitude helps us to raise our vibration. And if we're having an anxious moment, if we're having one of those OCD moments where we're worried about this, worried about that, even if you wake up in the middle of the night and you find it hard to go back to sleep, think about things you're grateful for. It will change your vibration. It will help you to feel better. It'll help you to feel more positive. It will help you to realize that you have so much great abundance in your life. On to the next phase. Releasing negative charges, also known as forgiveness, radical forgiveness. In this one, now, I fully realize there may be people that you've worked all of your life at forgiving, or since they've harmed you, wronged you, you've worked at forgiving. I know it's hard. Even if right now you can just picture that person standing in front of you, and even if it's not heartfelt, start off with this: I forgive you for what you've done to me. Please forgive me for any wrong I've done you. And see them forgiving you. Take a moment to see that person right now, standing there about 6 feet away from you. If it's hard, that's okay. As you do this over and over again, it will get easier and easier. Maybe start off with, maybe somebody messed up your order at that restaurant. Maybe that person said something mean to you. Maybe you're at a meeting and that person kind of digressed, or they had a personal attack. By the way, this step, forgiveness, is such an important step in your quest, your goal to become enough. Because once you release negative charges, you're more able to move forward to self-accept, to become that amazing, that great person that I know you can be. You are better and better each and every day. When people say negative things to you, just forgive them. Use this process to forgive them. Because when they say negative things to you, they don't necessarily know you. They don't know who you are. How could they possibly? Maybe it's in the workplace. Maybe they're a client, customer, whatever. They don't know you. Keep that in mind. Forgive and let go. Phase 4, 3-year plan. It's challenging for some people to see this. I want you to think about it right now. Where would you like to be in 3 years? What is your business going to look like in 3 years? That place you live right now, is that really where you're going to be in 3 years? If it is, fantastic. You're already well on your way. Is that job, is that going to be the same way you do your job 3 years from now as you're doing it now? Chances are not. New technologies come out all the time. Everything changes. Keep that in mind. Let me give you to the count of 20 to see new changes taking place in a 3-year plan for yourself. How great can it be? The car you drive, the people you're with, the community that surrounds you, the family you have, the vacations you take, the money you make. 1, 2, 3. I hope you were able to see it. If you had trouble seeing it, That's okay. It will come to you. Each and every time you practice this, you'll get better and better at it. On to phase 5, creating your day. The importance of creating your day is so that you can see everything that you need to be doing in the course of that day. You can lay it out and plan it. Generally, what we always say is this: whatever the mind can conceive, the body can make real. Well, whatever we can conceive in our reality, we can create. Thoughts become things. And only by thinking certain things can we actually bring them into reality. So what kind of day do you want to have? You want to have an amazing day? You want to have a day full of abundance? You want to have a day where you get your work done? Where you sit down and you do this piece of paperwork, you contact those people, you make sure you have all the information you need. Maybe you've got to travel. See yourself having the most amazing trip. If you're getting on a plane, whatever you're doing, create your day. See it in its most successful form. Account from 1 to 10. Create your day. From the time you get up in the morning, having that cup of coffee or that water, going for a walk, run, workout, whatever you do, starting your day. The phone calls, the people you meet, people you talk to. 1, 2, 3, 4. What about lunch? A snack? 5, 6. Afternoon meetings? 7, 8. A great supper. Settling down at night. 9. Drifting off to the most amazing, wonderful sleep. And then getting ready to start it all over again. 10. Finally, giving thanks. Whatever your preference is, whatever your religious nature is, and sometimes they change over time, so I leave this very generic. Be you Christian or whichever, you give thanks for making your day a great day. You give thanks for all the abundance in your life. You give thanks for this 3-year plan that you've got. It's going to come true, and whoever you're giving thanks to is going to help you make that happen. Maybe just give thanks to you, to your higher self, your subconscious mind. Everybody loves thanks. That's why we give thanks. Everybody loves it, and the universe loves it. From 1 to 5. Give thanks in your own way. 1, 2, 3. Feeling better and better. 4, 5. This is your 6th phase. With your intention, with whatever you think, whatever you want, whatever you do with it, it helps you to create a sense of belonging, a sense of community, a connection, to feel grateful, to release the negativity of the past, to have a future, to create your day, and to be thankful for it. You are amazing. Each and every time you listen to this, better and better. Better and better each and every day. And now you continue